This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about something that is a yearly event, and so glad that it's going to be happening again this year. It's Cooking for Kids, and it's the Tim T. Cagle Memorial, and so happy to have on the program with me to talk more about that, Lisa Milliard. Lisa, so good to have you on the program. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Dale.
As well as Doug Milliard. And Doug, it's always good to have you, my friend.
Thank you, Tim. Good to see you again,
Dale. This is such a neat thing that's going to be happening, that the reason for you doing it. But first off, we want to mention about the fact that, it's Cooking for Kids, but it is a special memorial for a special person, right, Doug?
Yes. Our partner, Tim Cagle, passed away in January, and he made it clear that he wanted us to continue with this event. So, and of course, he was very instrumental in starting this going. So it's only right that we give this his name. So from here on out, it will be called the Tim T. Cagle Memorial Cooking for Kids.
And such a nice thing to be able to do for him, because he was so into doing this, wasn't he, Doug?
Yes, he was. He loved it. He put all his heart into it, and like I said, it's going to be very different this year. It's going to be kind of surreal, but this is what he wanted, and we wanted it too. It's been very successful, so it's the best we could do is keep it going for him too.
Absolutely. Now, the Cooking for Kids, Lisa, the reason for doing this is what?
So Cooking for Kids was started because we saw a need to help children and families involved in the child welfare system. We saw a need for funding for Christmas gifts for them. So each year we raise money for children and families involved in the child welfare system, which would be Children's Protective Services, foster care, adoption, juvenile justice, and prevention. So the money that's raised, we take lists for children, go out and shop for children, and then anything remaining is used for flex funding, which will fund things that traditional funding wouldn't cover. Mm-hmm. Things like specialized sporting equipment, if children have special needs for camps or things like that. So it kind of lasts throughout the year, anything that's left over to help with those needs.
And the most important thing? All the money stays right here, right,
All
Lisa?
The money stays in Lenawee County, which we're very, very proud of. The money that's raised is turned over to the Child Welfare Unit, where it's kept, and it's used by child welfare workers for Lenawee County families' needs. So that's very important to us.
So when is this going to be held, Doug?
It will be Saturday, December 6th at the Adrian Eagles, 2570 Beecher Road here in Adrian. The doors open at 3 p.m. And as every year, we have a silent auction, and registration for that will begin at 3:30. It's $20 for an all-you-can-eat barbecue buffet. We're going to serve from 5 to 7, and that includes barbecue chicken, pulled pork, cheesy potatoes, baked beans, and coleslaw.
My mouth is wandering already, Lisa.
That's the best part.
Yeah, exactly. And you also be having, you have the silent auction, but there will be door prizes too, right, Doug?
Yes. When we announce the winners of the auction, we also give away a $1,000, a $500, and a $250 gift card. And that your entrance, when you buy the meal, you're automatically entered into that drawing. So it's kind of you get an equal chance as everyone else. If you come down, you're supporting it, and you got a chance to really make some decent money.
Yeah, that's sure. And the thing is that they can come anytime during the actual event, right, Lisa?
Right. Anytime during the event, you can come down and, purchase a $20 ticket, which gets you the food and then gets you entered into the drawings, as well as access to the silent auction and basket raffles that we have going on throughout the day.
Yeah.
And if I could, I'd just like to add as a reminder that kids 16 and under are free. So this is very family oriented. Finances are a concern, just know that if your child's 16 and under, they eat for free. That's nice. All you can eat for them too.
Yeah. And the thing is that what you mentioned that's going to be the on the menu for that for the event is such good food, Doug.
Well, we try to pride ourselves in making a good food for everyone. And I would like to add that, you know, the price is still only $20. We have not raised the price since we started this event. We've been very fortunate. The people of Lenawee have been very giving, which allows us to keep the price at a, we figure, a fair price.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's not many places around anymore you can get all you can eat for $20.
That's for sure.
And know that the money's going for a good cause.
That's right. Now, you know, you do so well every single year. Do you have, kind of have a goal for this year or not?
You know, I'll be honest with you, Dale. When we first started this, we thought about having goals. But, and we've been very fortunate. Every year, we've made more. This has been like a stair steps going up. Every year, we think it's going to plateau out, and we do better. We have come to the decision that what Lenawee gives us is what we deal with. We've been very fortunate. We've made, this is our, this is going to be our 10th event. In the first 9 events, we raised $300,000 here in Lenawee for the kids.
Yeah.
So it's been very, very successful, and couldn't be more proud of it.
Well, Lisa, you know, the main thing is that making sure that kids do have something at Christmas, right?
Right, and Doug and Tim used to always say that this event is put on to make a child smile at Christmas. And I think there are a lot of children we take for granted, you know, that our kids are going to have great gifts and our families are going to be able to provide that, but that's not always the case. And so it's very important to us to know that anything that we can do to make sure Christmas is special, that children receive something special to them, especially from the, for them, that's the purpose, to make a child smile at Christmas. Yeah.
Well, and along with that, too, you know, when you think about your own childhood and Christmases, they were special, and it was a special time. So we want to make sure that it is a special Christmas and a special time for these kids, too.
That's true. Doug talks about that a lot. He and Tim used to talk about that a lot together.
Yeah.
And that's another reason, getting back to the being able to keep the price down a little bit. You know, times are tough for people right now. But times are tougher for a lot of other people. So, in today's world, everything's become commercialized. It just, I personally don't like the thought of a child coming downstairs without a visit from Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So we may not be able to help every child, but we can help here locally and in Lenawee County. It's Lenawee County that makes this work. It's given back to Lenawee County for what they've done for us. I mean, like my wife says, we put a platform out. Lenawee makes it work.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank everyone who has made it work. I mean, that's from the bottom of our hearts. I would have never imagined this would be this successful. But here we are.
So. Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I always say. People are like, oh, what you guys do. It's really not what we do. It's what the community does. And I think it's important to always remember that, because we could, this would not be successful if it were not for the many donations, the donations of food, the donations of, you know, things for the raffle, the donations of time, the time people take to come down and support us. This wouldn't happen without Lenawee County. So,
yes.
You know, we put on an event, but it's the community that makes it successful, and we really do appreciate everybody and everybody's part in it.
Absolutely, because of the fact that, you know, again, we go back to saying that the money stays right here in Lenawee County. It helps kids right here in Lenawee County. And, you know, when we know that it's going to be helping our own, that people really do turn out. And this is a way to give back. If they haven't had a chance to be able to do that, Doug, this is going to be the way to do it.
Yes. You know, like I said, you get a nice meal for a nice price. And there's great auctions to bid on. One thing I did forget to mention that I'd like to add here real quick.
Sure.
We have a Blackstone 4 burner and a tabletop griddle that was donated. So we're going to be auctioning that off. So, I mean, like I said, there's a lot of great things. Every year, my wife worries a little bit about auction items, but they're rolling in. I got a call last night. Got several people with several things. So there's going to be no shortage, I don't think, again, of any auction items. We've got a DJ to provide music and entertainment. So come on out and kick the holiday season off early.
That's right. And to give back to kids here in Lenawee County, that's for sure. Again, the event, the Tim T. Cagle Memorial Cooking for Kids is going to be when and where once again, Doug?
It will be Saturday, December 6th at the Adrian Eagles, Erie 2371. That's 2570 West Beecher Road here in Adrian, Michigan.
Okay. And doors open at?
3 o'clock. And a silent auction, register at 3:30, and we will be serving all-you-can-eat buffet from 5 to 7 p.m.
And don't forget that kids 16 and under, as you mentioned, Doug, people that eat free.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So make this a family affair, right, Lisa?
It absolutely is, and that's a great part of it, too. It's wonderful for all the people that donate things, and we do appreciate it. But seeing old friends, seeing families come in and enjoy talking with one another and visiting and just seeing people you haven't seen for a while is a great part of this event. I'm always so surprised at faces of people I haven't seen for a year or so and opportunity to catch up. So
yeah.
Absolutely a family event.
Absolutely. Well, again, much success once again, and make sure that you're able to stop out people to be able to be a part of this and knowing that you're going to be making some kids' faces smile on Christmas morning, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Lisa and Doug Miller, thank you so much. And thank you so much for continuing this as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dale. We appreciate it very much. Merry Christmas to you.
You too, to the both of you. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and just a reminder again, Saturday, December 6th at the Adrian Eagles on West Beecher Street here in Adrian. For Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.